The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Has Heinz just come up with the greatest condiment of all time? Otto says he thinks yes, and he'll tell you more in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
All right, so the average price of Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people is going to be approximately $55.18. I don't think that's too bad.
No, that's pretty manageable.
It's pretty
for 10 people?
It's manageable. Well, you're going to have to factor in buying the turkey that's the store brand and things like that. I love that Good Housekeeping did a whole test going out to grocery stores, and they were a little more frugal when choosing some of the sides.
I mean,
is
there such thing as a generic turkey? I mean, they're all turkeys.
Yes. No. So you have Butterball and things, which I love.
But they're all turkeys, though.
Well, they're processed differently, right? Oh. So you got to clip coupons. And make sure you go early. Don't do any last-minute shopping, is what Mm-mm. Good Housekeeping said.
Can't do a last-minute turkey. I learned the hard way.
But for me, man, when you brought that frozen turkey, our first Thanksgiving together, I said, go to the store, get me a turkey, make sure it's not frozen. What does he do? He comes home with a frozen turkey.
Oh!
And it was the worst Thanksgiving dinner ever. But anyway, $55.18, you know, it's not great, but it's better than I thought. So good news. All right, what do we have for food news? DJ Automatic.
Heinz has a new condiment for the holidays. It's called leftover gravy.
I'm here for it. Leftover gravy? Let's go.
Yeah, leftover gravy. So the condiment's actually inspired by a 1998 Friends episode where Monica makes Ross a sandwich. It's called the Moist Maker sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's like the whole show's built around a sandwich and the use of leftovers.
Yep, for Thanksgiving.
Wait, so she uses leftover gravy for the sandwich?
She soaks the sandwich in leftover gravy.
Yeah.
So that's what they're saying is like soak your sandwich with leftover, Heinz gravy.
We talked about the top sides a few days ago. You might have missed that. And our guy Craig called, and he said that gravy was something he would eat in spoonfuls of it. So I think he'd be here for this. I love good homemade turkey giblet gravy.
Yes.
Now, I don't leave the giblets in there. I strain them out, but I use them to cook.
Do you think this is
going to
really taste like that, though?
Probably. I love ketchup. Heinz does everything right.
Heinz does it correct. Yeah, they wouldn't be rolling this out if it didn't hit the mark.
It'll probably be the brown gravy that you get. You know what? I like that gravy too.
Is that the turkey giblet gravy? Is that what you're talking about?
What I make. Okay. I make the brown giblet gravy. Yes, I love white gravy too.
It's more of like
a
white creamy color.
Oh, so it's white gravy.
It looks like
it
might
be. Are you sure? That doesn't sound like
turkey. We're going to have to buy some. They have it at Walmart.com.
Okay, I guess.
It sold out the first day it came out, but they're going to have more next week.
As you can hear, your girl here is a gravy connoisseur. So whatever it is,
we're obviously
going to
come back with a review next week.
All right, so National Day, Anthony A.
It is National Gingerbread Cookie Day.
Yeah.
On my gumdrop button.
I mean, I get it. If it's
the best thing about it, the gingerbread cookie is the house.
Oh. Well, nobody eats it. If it's at the holiday party.
I eat the frosting that's around
it. If it's there at the holiday party, I'm cool. I'm going to eat it. But come on. Gingerbread's not good.
I usually, if they're around, I'll circle for at least one gingerbread cookie.
Because it's there?
Yeah, one.
Not because you love it.
That's your one a year cookie.
Yeah, one a year. It's one a year cookie. Yeah.
Maybe it's got like a good luck thing. Think about it. It's so bad that we build houses and throw it away. Have you ever gone to a school?
You wouldn't do that with a chocolate chip house cookie.
No, you never would. Do you ever go to a school and see the houses that are built? Mm-hmm. You know, we volunteer a lot. Some of the icing's brown and some of it's nice. Kids' hands! Kids' hands all over it. And then what else do we have, Ant?
And we'll wrap it up on World Television Day.
Oh, we watched Wicked on old school TV recently.
Yeah.
Such a good movie.
It was a good surprise. I didn't know it was going to be on, and we were just flipping through the channel.
Yeah.
And there it was.
I feel like we're really coming back full circle now where we're going to get back to like normal television programs.
Yeah, like basketball.
Yeah, everyone's
NBC.
Just tired.
Yeah, it's,
I'm so sick of all
that. I'm
the
so happy about that.
Me too. Who would have thought?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
According to Yahoo, 30,000 people voted and they all love mashed potatoes as the favorite side dish. Boo. It's overrated. You get it all year. It's not special.
It's the greatest.
It's not special. No, we don't. It's not.
The reason we have it all year is because it is the greatest.
Yes, dude. I mean, we got to reward consistency, guys.
Stuffing, in my opinion. We have tea on line one. Let's talk side dishes, girl. Let's talk side dishes.
Y'all.
Hello.
What's up,
so, what's your favorite side dish and why?
Unpopular.
What is it?
I love green bean casserole.
No!
I thought she was going to say cranberry sauce, but green bean casserole.
No, you guys just haven't had it right yet. Like, somebody ruined it for you, apparently.
Everybody has ruined it for me. Everybody I've ever had make it for me. I just, like, what is
My mom
this?
Used to put these, like, gross little crunchy French onion, I think.
Every recipe calls for those French onions. Is that what, T.D., you put the French onions on there?
The thing is that if you're putting too much soup, it's going to make it soggy, of course. And you're right. Once it gets cold, it's not the same. You have to eat it fresh.
So you have to eat it fresh, hot, out of the oven. And then what do you do after? Just toss it? I mean, I'm like, what do you do with that thing?
Oh, well, I like it, so I will eat it. But my kids won't. They're tired of me with screaming bathrooms. You know, they talk bad about it.
I feel like your children are brilliant, actually.
Now, I have one more point to make for you guys.
Okay.
No, so you guys are saying stuffing. Now, you know there is a difference between stuffing and dressing, right?
Actually, I'm a dressing girl, not a stuffing girl.
Right.
So we always do dressing. It's on the, it's in the pan. You cook it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Southern girl. You don't have to tell me. I'm from the South.
That's what
I know.
You need a call. I was like, wait a minute. We got to correct this. This is not stuffing. We're eating dressing.
It is dressing. Yes.
Also, T, don't you guys us over here because I am a loyal mashed potato person, okay? And that is the greatest.
Did you just overrate it?
Mashed potatoes? Wait a minute. Do you cook your mashed potatoes from real whole potatoes?
First of all, I don't cook. Which therefore excels my taste buds because all I do is taste. That's the area of focus I'm in. My area of expertise is how good are these mashed potatoes. And yes, so shout out to the ones who make them with real potatoes or whatever. I don't care. I like them all.
I use real potatoes. And T, you're right, because Babs, one of our friends who calls all the time, she said
Babs is great.
Somebody in her family was using the box and she was like, no.
I first moved out of my house I didn't know how to cook, I used to cook with the box all the time.
On Thanksgiving.
Oh, I've never had them on Thanksgiving. Like that.
Yeah.
I don't know the box.
T, do you know anything about red chili?
Like chilies, like the peppers?
Yeah, like red chili, like a red chili sauce, like on enchiladas or anything like that?
Yeah, enchiladas. Yeah.
So, T, you're going to teach me your green bean casserole? I'm going to teach you my red chili, okay?
You put that on top of mashed potatoes and you're never going to eat your green bean casserole ever again.
Whatever.
I don't believe you. You're going to like it, I promise.
We're going to do this. I'll make you some red chili, make you some green bean casserole. Don't hang up. Producer Jack is going to get all your details. Okay, hold on. All right, let's go to line two. We have Calvin on hold. Calvin, what is your favorite side dish?
Okay, this is going to be kind of, it's not really a side dish, but I just want to kind of like, you know, I've been listening to y'all's show and everything. Gravy goes good on everything.
Oh, we got a gravy enthusiast.
I'll put my red chili up against your gravy any day.
We got a gravy enthusiast.
I'll just say, hey, you want gravy on stuffing, you want gravy on mashed potatoes, you want gravy on turkey. I mean, gravy just goes good on everything.
Mm. Calvin, I agree, and I do. I mean, I put glops of gravy all over my dressing, but here's the thing. It's not a side. It's a condiment, right?
It's 50-50 on what you're thinking, you know?
Because I dip my tendies in gravy. I like the white gravy. And for Thanksgiving, I want homemade. Or for Christmas, I make giblet gravy.
If we're that hungry, we'll take a spoonful of gravy and just eat it. We'll call it a side dish.
Never in my life have I ate a spoonful of gravy.
But you'll eat a mayonnaise sandwich and not a spoonful of gravy, sir?
Those are struggle days.
I've had a spoonful of gravy before, and I feel your stance, brother. I would definitely put gravy above stuffing, in my opinion.
No, you put the gravy on the dressing.
Yeah, you can put the gravy on the stuffing.
Wait,
yeah.
Guys, I was talking about in the hierarchy of rankings.
And
all right?
By the way, T's right. I shouldn't say stuffing. I only said stuffing because that's what they say in Yahoo. You know those East Coast people. Anyway, it's dressing, baby. Calvin, we love you. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, line four here, we have Tiffany. Tiffany, best side dish. Who makes it in your family?
Okay, so it's really funny that you guys bring up Babs. On Friday, you guys were talking about dishes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I forgot who said it, but someone was like, the propaganda. I fell for propaganda.
No!
I love green bean casserole.
No!
And so the 50s, like, that killed it for me. I love it. It's my favorite dish. But a top second is definitely mac and cheese.
I can go with mac and cheese.
When mac and cheese shows up to the holidays, it's like that overachieving cousin.
It really is. Just stop it.
Okay, everyone loves you.
But I make
the whole spread.
Nobody helps me except my daughter. My daughter, Ava Matic, will help me make tamales, and she'll make like two. I'm like, girl, that's it? She's like, Mom, you just said I had to learn. I don't have to sit here all night. I'm like.
But I do love mac and cheese year round.
Yeah. When I was younger, I purposely would have my nails done because my mom always said you cannot make the malas with nails.
Exactly.
So I would have them done so I wouldn't
do them. That's smart.
There's so much work.
Tiffany, we love you. Thank you so much for calling. Call back anytime. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so we're going to line 4. Cindy, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's your favorite side dish?
It's dressing.
Yes, ma'am. Mm. Dressing.
She made sure to say dressing, not stuffing.
Oh, I know. I know. I said stuffing because that's what, like I said, it said in that article in Yahoo. But let's be real. It's dressing. Stuffing is what goes inside the cavity of the bird. Dressing is what you place on the table.
You make it sound so unappetizing when you say that.
It's not appetizing.
I was raised that stuffing was made out of bread. And dressing is made out of cornbread. Mm.
So see, me, stuffing, my grandma would put some of the stuff that she would make dressing out of inside the bird, along with onions and
inside
carrots and all kinds of different celery and stuff.
Ooh,
and
not then, carrots.
Not carrots. Not, I don't know what she put in there. Anyway, she pulled it out, and that was it. You're like, not carrots. No, no.
Carrots never get respect.
I love carrots. Cooked and cold.
Let me tell you, I'll make them on Thanksgiving. They just kind of sit there on the side. Everybody will grab one or two just to be nice. Cindy, and dressing is amazing, and you have to kind of make a crust on it, right? A little crust on top.
It has to be a little crunchy on the top. My youngest daughter this year is hosting Thanksgiving for the first time.
Everybody
in my family has called her up and is like, are you making the dressing? And she's like, yes. Everybody has begged her, no, let mom do it. Everybody loves my dressing.
Yeah, dude, holiday dinners are not the time to break out the, you know, can't try the stuff.
No. Even my ex-husband, we've been divorced for over 20 years, her dad, and he's like, no, your mom's making dressing, not you.
He's like, we're not even married, but I'm eating that dressing, honey. I'm eating that dressing.
Deja tried to make the dressing one year, and everybody has had to shut that down and said, like, that's mom. Dana's job. That's mom's job.
One of my daughters.
Yeah.
Cindy, we love you. Thank you so much. Bye. These two are, I don't know what
y'all
they're talking
about. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
Yes, you too. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
DJ Automatic's credit card was compromised.
And again.
Luckily, though, I go through our finances once a month and I go line by line, like, who's charging this? What's that? And normally, you know what? Amazon's not a red flag for me. But this is your personal credit card. And I'm like, hold on.
You know, I don't know. I don't buy anything from.
No, you don't buy anything from anywhere, really, without really talking to me about it. And that's the card you don't use. It was a bunch of Squarespace and Amazon charges. Luckily, we called. The credit card company refunded all the money. Everything's good. Canceled. It's just such a pain when you have to do all of that.
And it keeps happening over and over. Obviously, my information is out there on the dark web or something.
That's a whole other story, Automatic. You gave it to the dark web. But anyway, my mother got a phone call the other day. And the person on the other line, she said, Dana, they sounded so professional. They were like, hello, Sandra, blah, blah, blah. And this is the Social Security Department and blah, blah, blah. And your check and la, la, la. And then they asked her, we need to verify that this is actually you. Because she has a direct deposit. It'll be deposited into the wrong account. What is your Social Security number? And she said it took her 1 second to say, you're the Social Security Department. You tell me.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, my God. What a catch, bro.
Yeah. She's like, what do you tell? You
she
think?
She needs to teach a class because my mom needs to take that class.
Oh, God. I know. Automatic, you've been so stressed about this lately.
My mom, I guess it just runs in the family. We're just getting compromised everywhere.
Damn. It happens. It's just part of reality now, I think. Like, you always have to be kind of on a defensive. It almost happened to me. And I like to think I'm pretty technologically, you know, savvy.
Right, Anthony? You used to work for Apple.
Yeah, it can happen to anybody. Like, you know, the scammers are evolving and getting better at what they do. I had a family member who they do like contract work. They do a lot of landscaping.
Oh, yeah.
And they have their information up on Angie's List, which is a platform for them to, you know, promote their business and let people know, you know, how to reach them.
Yeah, yeah.
But that person almost got scammed through there, where this person was going to send them a Zelle deposit and then was going to ask them to come do the work, but bring some of that deposit back or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, my family member didn't even know how to use Zelle. So them not knowing what to do actually saved them from the scam.
How did they figure out that it was a scam? Did they call you?
No, they went down to their bank and they're like, hey, I'm trying to set up Zelle. This is what's going on. And the guy at the teller, shout out to the teller, was like, sir, this is going to be a scam. Just don't do this. Please don't do this. And so shout out to Zelle, or as my family member calls it, Zelly.
Zelly.
I was going to say, I don't know how many times that happens a day at the bank, but I know my mom recently almost sent some guy $2,500.
$2,500.
And I was like, mom, if you're going to send out money, send it to me. Why are you even sending it to some random guy?
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Eminem is suing a swimsuit company. Why? Why? We'll tell you after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have the Bella Twins celebrating their birthday and Carly Rae Jepsen celebrating her birthday as well.
I love the Bella Twins.
I do too. I love you say their birthday because they're twins, obviously. Mm-hmm. Met them. Wonderful.
Sweet women.
Well, we met him once with our daughter, Ava Maddox.
Oh, yeah, and then we met him another time at the Gracies.
We met him another time at the Gracie Awards. Yeah, I just love the way they treated our daughter. They were so kind to her, so I know they're great people. Eminem is suing a swimsuit company named Swim Shady.
Oh.
Oh, because of this song. The original Slim Shady says Swim Shady cannot use their name.
They thought they were punny.
Well, do you buy that though? It's an Australian company. They make swimsuits. Is it just being smart or are they stealing that song from 1999?
Eminem is a worldwide brand. They know exactly who he is.
Well, the company says, Otto, the company says they're going to defend their intellectual property.
It's going to be interesting because, all you have to really do is like change one or two letters and Eminem really can't do too much.
Now, I think of Swim Shady, I did think of Eminem initially, but.
I'm saying this from the comfort of my seat right now, not facing Eminem's legal team. So I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people around the world who don't have the resources to fight this. Eminem, you better wish you the best.
You should be afraid of his manager, Paul Rosenberg, is who you should be afraid of because he's going to come for that money.
It's interesting you said that, Otto, because in my opinion, I don't know that Eminem even realizes this is happening.
No, this is all Paul Rosenberg. This is all him. It's his business. He is his business.
But what harm, really, is a little bathing suit company in Australia doing to Eminem with Swim Shady? What harm is it?
They're trying to profit off of his name.
Not his name, it's his song. I'm just saying, I get it. I understand intellectual property and all of that. But I would hope, here's what I hope the outcome is. And for anyone who's suing, I understand all of that. Maybe sharing the profits, like get a penny off of everything or something. Oh, we don't make pennies anymore, do we?
Well, we do make halftime shows. And the reason I brought up his manager is because Eminem and his manager are now in charge of the Thanksgiving halftime show for the Detroit Lions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Dallas Cowboys.
No.
Nobody gives a damn about the Detroit Lions.
They're winning.
Nobody cares.
Well, Eminem. They're going to have Jack White. And C.C. Peniston, I think, is going to do the national anthem.
You know what?
Or maybe C.C. Winans. One of the two.
Dallas Cowboys got Post Malone. And who's joining him? I forgot. It's going to be a big one. Oh, remind me, 877-730-DCS1. But in all reality, he doesn't even need anyone.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.